Let's go now to the south of France, where the Rhone River runs into the sea. The Camargue is the Mediterranean's biggest delta after the Nile, and it's home to one of the last breeds of fighting bulls in Europe. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, they're a huge part of the culture there.
We're heading out into the middle of the Camargue on a flatbed trailer pulled by a massive tractor. The marshy wetlands are known for flamingos, rice paddies, and salt, which has been harvested here since the Middle Ages. But its two most iconic symbols are the white horse and the black longhorned fighting bull. Ranch hand Olivier Theroux is a gardien, which is a kind of Camargue cowboy.
Je veux dire, tout est lié.
Everything is linked in the Camargue, man, horse, and bull. Camargue horses are the last ridden workhorse bred in France. They're our link with the bulls. They help us manage the herds. For the horses, it's like a game. It's not work, it's instinct.
We're out to watch what's known as la ferrade, the branding of eight-month-old bulls just weaned from their mothers. It's one of the few times the wild bulls come into contact with man. The French cowboys separate and run down a young bull using not a lasso, but a metal trident. Just as the ferrade gets underway, a storm threatens.
And it's starting to rain. Hail, it's starting to hail.
Everyone dives under the trailer as the wind drives the rain through our thin summer clothing. The Camargue suddenly feels more wild and dramatic than ever. When the storm lets up, I speak to ranch owner Renaud Vinuesa, who has 60 horses and 160 bulls. Camargue bulls, along with Spanish bulls, are the last two breeds of fighting bulls in Europe. Vinuesa says Camargue bulls are his passion.
We look for the most aggressive and combative bulls for the ring. But while a bull destined for the Spanish Corrida has one fight of his life, a good Camargue bull can fight for a decade. He's supposed to progress and get tougher. Sometimes they're not so skilled in the beginning, but they're extremely smart, so they get better.
Vinuesa's bulls earn money fighting in the region's arenas, like the amphitheater in Arles, built by the Romans and virtually unchanged for 2,000 years. In a Camargue bullfight, known as a course camarguaise, the bulls are not killed or injured. Instead, a dozen or so men, and a few women, dressed all in white called raseteurs, try to pluck a ribbon from between the bull's horns. The quick and agile raseteurs regularly leap up into the bleachers to escape the charging bull. Life in the small towns of the Camargue revolves around bulls. Every village has its summer bull festival with bull runs through the streets and plenty of events in the local leaf-shaded arenas. One popular game is Toro Piscine, or bull swimming pool. The game actually features Camargue cows, but with their equally long, sharp horns, they look just like their male counterparts. The game is supposed to help identify the most aggressive mothers for breeding. Several youths in the ring taunt the angry cow, trying to get it to chase them through a kiddie pool laid out in the middle of the arena. The cows repeatedly jump out of the ring, but are funneled back into the arena to face their taunters again. Lucky for the cows, their turn only lasts 15 minutes. To this outsider, the game seems completely pointless and a bit cruel. But the crowd, including Marie Lacono and her two small children, loves it.
It's in our culture. They're not suffering. They're born and raised for this. And we don't kill them. They go free afterwards.
There's a strange paradox to the way bulls are treated in the Camargue. They're teased, but they're obviously loved and revered as well. For example, it's not the bullfighters, but the bulls that are the celebrities here. The great fighting bulls are buried in the marshes, and the villages erect statues to them. Like this statue, complete with an inscription I found in the village of Le Caylar. Le Sanglier, a great fighting bull who lived from 1916 to 1933, and he's remembered here at the entrance to the village where he fought those course camarguaises for many years. And there's a picture of him on the grave. Ranchers here say you won't get rich from raising fighting bulls, but people in the Camargue say it's not an occupation, it's a way of life and a passion. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News.